The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you are back listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are doing question answer. All right. So, Mary Jane, I was told I got cerebral palsy when I was born. That's true. Well, actually, you get cerebral palsy in the middle of the second trimester from a parasite, but anyway, it was there when you were born. Da-da-da-da. All right, Mary Jane, your question's too long. We can't get into all that, whatever that is. I don't know what the question is. But so cerebral palsy is pretty straightforward. It's an infection / parasite your mother encountered in second trimester, or maybe your mother was constipated in second trimester, and you carried the parasite forward with you. Asafoetida. Asafoetida is black magic. So if you want to mess with asafoetida, you know, just buckle your seatbelts. So asafoetida is known as devil's dung. That means the feces of the devil. And asafoetida has to be used carefully, cautiously, and in very small amounts. So what I recommend is if you have asafoetida, take your index finger, dip it in the asafoetida, and touch it, the tip of your tongue. That's it. You've just had your full dose. And you will actually feel a sensation in your toes, immediately as you touch your tongue. It's like, how'd it get down there? It couldn't have got to my toes that quick. But that's asafoetida. So asafoetida is a powerful antiparasite. And it is wonderful for indigestion, for arthritis. Like, you know, ladies have these arthritic hands, and it hurts, and they're always rubbing their hands and rubbing their hands. Well, you dab asafoetida on your tongue, and the pain just leaves your hands. Very nice. So I had patients, I was in Syracuse, New York, I would tell them it was asafoetida, and they carried a little thing of asafoetida in their purse, and they'd just open it and just dab it in their hands. The pain would be gone from their hands. So there's a lot of really neat applications for asafoetida, but you have to use very little bit, very sparingly. Do you have any recommendations to help someone wean off psych meds? Yeah, you do have to wean off your psychiatric medications, and the problem is that the psychiatric medications have actually damaged your brain. And so you've got to work on repairing your brain, your hypothalamic system, and your adrenal glands. So I would start with changing your diet. You've got to be willing to change your diet. Go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, and at least get started cleaning up your diet. You can take turpentine along with these medicines, not a problem. The other thing to do would be to start eating liver. And you will notice that you can taper off the medicines much easier. And then you can also schedule a discovery session. Right there, and you know, for further guidance. Oh no, Trey, what kind of diet would be best for someone on a non-reversible gastric bypass? A 50-year-old has gained back all the weight she had before the bypass. Holy cow! Can a clean high raw diet food work? No, I don't know if I'd go high raw. That might be too much fiber to handle in her system. But I have worked with people and who've gained weight or stopped gaining weight, and they've had a bypass. And she can lose all that weight. Yeah. I would get the Candida Cleaner Report, follow that report, get some Vitality Capsules, make sure she's cleaning out her gut, and that'll help. It's more difficult for her to lose weight because of the way the bypass is wired. All right, we have some callers. Let's see if we can hear some callers. Let's hook ourselves up like this. All right. Okay, Teresa in Connecticut. What is your question?
Hello? Hang on.
All right.
Hello?
Kasmin in Ohio, or Kasmi in Ohio?
This is Teresa in Connecticut.
Okay. All right, let's try Marcellette in Oregon. No, I'm not here at all. I hear you.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa.
Is that better? Hi, how are you?
Are we talking to Teresa here?
Yes, this is Teresa.
All right, Teresa, what's your question?
I have a couple of questions.
Let's just do one. Let's start with one.
Okay, well, I'm dealing with thyroid issues, and I also got your free thing on the Candida, and I read that. And I wanted to know, doing the cleanse, should cleansing be done every time you do turpentine?
I don't understand what you mean by cleansing.
Cleansing the body.
I'm still confused. So
detox.
Let me tell you what I know. You got to poop 3 times a day, every day, no matter what. That's your starting.
Okay.
And even when you're taking turpentine, you got to keep pooping 3 times a day, every single day, no matter what. So you may choose to take turpentine once or twice a week, but you still need to poop every single day 3 times a day. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Okay. And I wanted to know if buying the turpentine, should it be in the tin can, the aluminum can?
Don't matter.
The tin aluminum can? Doesn't matter? Glass bottle versus plastic?
Doesn't matter. That report was written based on turpentine from the hardware store in a tin can.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of go from there as to whether you want to use a glass, tin, or whatever. But the miraculous results of turpentine were obtained using the turpentine from the hardware store. A lot of people are trying to sell some pretty expensive turpentine based on the fact that, oh, you need this, oh, you need that. But there's no evidence, either historical or scientific, that any of that is the case. All right, we have Kasmi in Ohio. Hi, Kasmi. Kasmi there? All right, let's go on to Marcellette. Hi, Marcellette.
Vitality capsules. But I also wanted to ask you a question. I'm going to beautiful Senegal in about a week or so and wanted to know, what is better, Artemisia annu, which is or just regular plain old wormwood to kind of prevent malaria?
All right, so there's a whole lot of stuff in your question. The answer is, my book, neither. So
okay.
I say the best thing is quinine, and you can get that in a bottle of Schweppes bitters. So that's the best thing. That's my opinion. So in my opinion,
quinine?
That was one of those.
Okay, so quinine. What did you say, the trust something?
Bitters.
Oh, trust bitters? Okay.
No, lemon bitters.
Oh, lemon bitters. Okay.
Yeah, they use it's gin and tonic, like the tonic water they use to mix gin and tonic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. I say enjoy beautiful Senegal and get a 6-pack of tonic as soon as you hit the ground, and don't drink the water. There's a lot of controversy in my mind as to what really causes malaria. I don't think they're telling you guys the full story. All right, we've got Aaliyah in Texas. Your question.
Hello?
Hi there. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Ayla.
Ayla, okay, great. All right, what is your one question?
So my question is, I just wanted to ask your opinion on stem cell treatment.
I don't think I can say that in public. It's just, I just say I'm not a fan. Wouldn't recommend
okay.
it. Wouldn't recommend it, wouldn't submit to it. That's pretty much it. That's where I come down
okay.
on that.
Okay.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have Carmi in Ohio. Hi,
Carmi.
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've got a unique definition of cancer for you.
Uh-huh.
How about mitochondrial anaerobic fermentative glycolysis due to hypoxic lymph stasis?
What are we talking about? If we're talking about cancer definition, no, it's like having a definition for water or a definition for air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're just talking about communication. It doesn't matter what causes the cancer. It's nothing to do with it. We're just talking about communication. And so I'm just trying to communicate with people what these words mean. And the definitions I'm using are definitions created by the medical industrial complex itself. So they're not definitions we're free to adjust. There's no point to adjust them because what you're trying to understand is what are they in English saying to you? And does this thing they're saying to you in English make any sense? And is the meaning that you're understanding from what they're saying congruent with their standard accepted definition? So in other words, a doctor will use the word cancer to influence a patient's behavior when what he's talking about is actually not fulfill the definition of cancer that his own institution has created. And that's where the deception is occurring. What really causes cancer? Irrelevant. What's happening in the body? Irrelevant. What is relevant is the attempt to deceive with this type of vocabulary. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to communicate today. What really causes cancer? Doesn't matter. What really matters is what's going on in your body and is what the doctor proposing really going to be helpful? And is what he's telling you congruent with the actual dictionary definition as acknowledged and accepted by his own profession? So is what he's saying to you really congruent with the definition of what that word means? And the answer is no. So if I say to you, here, take this cell phone, and what I'm handing you is actually a paper plate, that I've misrepresented what I'm handing you. And that's what's going on here. So the real definition of cancer, no matter. What does matter, though, is that it's being misrepresented to the patient what he is receiving, what he has, what he's receiving, and what's really going to happen in the future. And that's the shocking thing. I think that's the thing that people need to get a grip on and, be aware of. Okay, we have Anthony in Georgia. Hi, Anthony. You there, Anthony? All right.
Hello.
Hi, Anthony. What's your question?
Oh, Doc, I wanted to ask you, about a month ago, I was having some pain in my left foot, my big toe, and I suspected it was gout because I had been drinking a lot of beer and wine. So I treated myself with cherry juice and whatnot. So about a week later, I went and got an x-ray on my foot, and they told me I had osteoarthritis.
Uh-huh.
And I was told that boron would help that. I believe the doc told me that I was osteoarthritis.
Oh, how are you doing? Is your toe feeling pretty good?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Forget it. Forget it. Tell the guys to go take Ike. Like, hey, doc, I feel good. I am good. Now, the real question is, what do you do to prevent a future episode? How about that?
Exactly.
Right, so boron's not the problem. You eat the problem already. It's beers, right? Next time you have beers, what do you have last time? 10 beers, 20 beers, 30 beers, whatever, doesn't matter. Take that number of beers, cut it in half. limit your number of beers.
Oh, I just quit drinking, period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be easier. Yeah, if you could do that, no problem. Now, when you quit the beers, you got to drink some water. And that's it. You're done. Easy. Beans. No problem. You don't need boron.
Right, right.
You don't need x-ray either.
No?
Mm-mm. You're done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what will help with the other... I was told it was like a bone loss or whatnot.
Cause everything caused by the beer. So you're willing to stop the beer, then you're home free.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And what about a root canal? I was told that the bacteria from a root canal could be causing these problems also.
Not at all. You stop the beer, you're done.
I thought so, because I've had fillings in my mouth over 30 years. I'm like, that doesn't make too much
sense.
No,
come on. No.
So you're not a fan of the boron thing?
No, I mean, there are cases where boron is appropriate, but in your case, it's not. We have an obvious cause. You're willing to remove the obvious cause, remove it, and you're done.
I still feel just a little, I mean, I feel a lot better. You know, sometimes I can feel just a little touch of a little pain in my still my left toe. But I guess it's taking a little time.
Start the water.
Pardon me?
Start more water.
Oh, I drink water all day.
Yeah, so what kind of water?
Distilled water.
There you go. Go with it. Make sure you're taking your Shilajit to get your minerals and you're good to go.
Make sure I'm taking my who?
Shilajit minerals.
Shilajit minerals?
Shilajit.
I never heard of that one. She nor spell it for me.
S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T.
S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T? Okay.
There you go. Go for it. It's on eBay, made by the Russians. Best Shilajit, made by the Russians. All right, we got Tessa in North Carolina. Tessa, or Tisa? Tessa, how do you pronounce it?
It's Tisa.
Tisa. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I have a question. My mom had her thyroid taken out maybe 19 years ago. So she's on, like, I think it's Synthroid medicine for life, they said. And I was just curious if she is able to do the Candida turpentine cleanse, and is she doing that while she's on the medicine, or is she supposed to stop the medicine?
No need to change her medicine or anything. Continue that as she is, and just follow the instructions in the manuals. No need to make any medicine change at all.
Okay, so she would take it along with doing the cleanse and the turpentine.
Correct. She would continue her present regimen. There's nothing that she would change.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have Ralph in Maryland. Hi, Ralph.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I had a history of I used to play tennis when I was in college, and I'm 61 years old now, and I was in the process of trying to get back in shape again. I never got fat. I never got really, you know, crazy wild. And I was working with a personal trainer, and she had me do these deep knee bends, and my right knee has been in pain ever since. Not my left knee, but just my right knee.
Fire her?
I fired her immediately, immediately. But I'm just saying that I told her while we were doing it, I said, I can't do that. And it was too late. I was in the middle of the deep knee bend. So then now I can hardly walk. It's very painful to walk with my right leg. And I was looking into things like proteolytic enzymes or collagen. I don't know what I should do to get my leg back, my right knee back to where it should be.
First step, get rid of the cause. You fired your trainer. Very good. Next thing is you can apply turpentine topically, and that'll help with the pain. Then
really?
I would recommend, you know, getting the strongest stuff you can, which would be beef, B-E-E-F, tendons, T-E-N-D-O-N-S, beef tendons. And you want to buy a few pounds of those. Boil them up. They're very tough. It'll take at least 7 to 10 hours slow cooker. And eat about a half pound a day with tons of water and vegetables, and you should do just fine.
Out a day?
Half a pound.
With vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
What about the...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And we have Tim in Oregon. Hi, Tim.
I'm just wanting to find out, I have someone who is doing. Can you hear me?
Not really. I'm hearing every third word.
I was asking about a high blood pressure, natural.
I'm not hearing you, Tim.
Okay, high blood pressure remedies for someone who is dealing with high blood pressure on a consistent basis.
Okay, so if you have high blood pressure, it's because of your lifestyle. So
yeah.
You should just go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaning Report, start hydrating himself, following that diet, you know, get his Vitality Capsules, poop 3 times a day, and he'll see things improving. Just take one supplement and you're done. Because by the time you have high blood pressure, a lot of things in your body have gone wrong, and you've done a lot of damage to yourself that you need to fix.
Would this also cause, like, hair issues as well, like baldness and so forth?
The high blood pressure?
Yes, would the high blood pressure contribute
to hair
loss?
Well, he's got a lot going on, because he's got the effects of the high blood pressure and the effects of the medication. So the medication would probably cause the hair loss.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's yeah, so now he's got a pretty complex picture. Probably he ask him what he thinks and whatever, but he probably would do better with a discovery session, to look at what he's doing and, just kind of get him on the right track. His problem is he's still stuck in the medical model. High blood pressure, take a pill. High blood pressure, take a supplement. Where's the magic? Where's the, No. You created this problem. You gotta change your behavior to solve it.
All right. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell your friend that.
Okay. Most definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We got Alan in Texas. Hi, Alan.
Hey, doctor. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I had a couple questions here on the Vitali caps. It says on the bottle, take it for 1 mil and keep increasing it. But you mentioned taking it 3 times a day.
No. Take it once with your biggest meal of the day.
Okay. Just increase the number of capsules. What?
Increase number of capsules at that 1 meal.
Okay. Yeah. And you also mentioned earlier about that astapenta for parasites.
They call it asafizit in southern United States.
And
it's more the deep south, like Georgia, Alabama.
Okay. You know the spelling of that? Where do you find it at?
You find it in your grocery store in the spice section for ethnic foods. It's with the Indian spices. And it's called asafoetida. A-S-A-F-O-E-T-I-D-A.
T-I-D-A. Okay. Okay. And gallbladder. I'm having trouble cleansing my gallbladder. I can't seem to get it cleansed.
The Vitality Capsule will do that for you. Increase your Vitality Capsule dose. And you got to change your eating. Fried foods, dried foods, but you got to poop at least 3 times a day to clean that gallbladder. And you may want to consider a liver flush. Liver flush flushes the gallbladder as well. All right, we have Larry in California. Hi, Larry.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Daniels. I had a question about pain in my lower back. I contracted it about a week ago when I lifted up some buckets of water, and the next day it showed up as pain. Mm-hmm. It went away a few days ago, but then I did some moderate work in the yard, and it came back again the next day, and I'm wondering, what can I do for that?
All right, so first of all, what's going on here is you're using your back quite a bit here, and it sounds like you're not giving your back what it needs to repair itself.
Uh-huh.
That's basically all that's happening. So you need a higher collagen diet. You could go buy a collagen supplement and take a quarter cup a day of collagen. That's a possibility. You could also eat beef tendons, about a half pound a day. That's another possibility. But that's what you have to do. Your problem is your diet is not supporting your activity.
Oh, I see. Okay.
To maintain or repair your back at this level of activity with the diet that you have.
Uh-huh. I see. That makes sense.
Right. So those
I'll
are
change.
Two
things to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, those are things to do, just the tendons or gelatin.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that and get them right away. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Daniels.
You're welcome, Larry. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right, go to commercial. We'll be back soon.
No, please don't go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All righty. Can you buy Shilajit in an Indian herbal store? What would that be? Would that be an acceptable quality? Yes, you can buy Shilajit in an Indian herbal store, and no, the quality would not be acceptable. Do you eat chicken feet and pig ears for the same issue, and do they have the same efficacy? No. So they're very different. I eat pig ears more for skin issues. To keep from having them, so I have this regular, ordinary skin here, or exceptional skin. And those of you who don't know, I'm 61, almost 62. So I eat the pig ears for that. I also eat pig ears because I do splits, and the pig ears are amazing help for my stretches. And I do chicken feet more for joint stuff. When is the next Vitality Capsule sale? We don't know. We're shooting for April. Can I do a liver cleanse while I'm on turpentine sugar? Absolutely. The mineral I found stops alcoholics is magnesium oxide. Oh, I can't ship the love this month, Ambry, because inventory is too low. Vanessa, Dr. Dan says, pupil dilation necessary annually? No, not at all. Or you're not even to check an EVIS. Because what these doctors are checking is toxin accumulation if you're neglecting your health. You're not neglecting your health. You know, you're taking vitality capsules, you're pooping 3 times a day. That's it. You don't need him to check to see if your body is still depositing waste in other places besides the toilet. Linda Adair, yes, beef tendons are super, super tough. That's why you have to cook them 7 to 10 hours. What is your opinion on why... Oh, we're back. Are we back? Let me ask. Oh, we are back. Okay. What is your opinion on why some people have RH blood? I don't have an opinion on it. Where can we buy beef tendons and ears? You just enter your zip code into the search bar and follow it. The space and what you're looking for, and it'll pop up. Darren, does vitamin C help with collagen production? Yeah, but why produce it when you can just eat it? So I used to be in that camp, take vitamin C for collagen production. To be real blunt, it doesn't work. You can take all the vitamin C you want. If you don't eat enough gelatin, those joints are going to dissolve, and tendons along with them. All right. However, Plantation Brand only has 60 calories now. Exactly. So it's totally useless and will not heal anything. The molasses has to be 50 calories or less, or it just will not work. Actually, even 50 calories is on the line. You want it less than 50 calories. Dr. Downs, have you noticed over time that you need to up your vitality capsules dose? No, I've noticed I needed to lower it. So I used to take 3 or 4, and now I just take 2. Let's see. Victoria says, what is the best method to treat shingles pain from the healing blisters and the sharp shooting nerve pain? I would try a slimy aloe leaf, just putting it on there. Rick says, you're good past as being in your 30s. I can't believe you're in your 60s. Yes, I am. Wow, I'm so glad I lived to be this long. It's old. What do you think about tanning beds? I would avoid them. You know, I just personally just spend a lot of time in the sun. Try and get as dark as I can. Tara says, hi, I have candida and parasites. I'm doing the turpentine and sugar, and it's working. I also get red, like a sunburn, when I eat. So you have to examine what you're eating and eat different stuff. And I would recommend drinking water before and during your meals and changing what you're eating. You're eating something that's causing the problem. How do you get to get up to 3 poops a day? Vitality capsules. Sarah, so do gelatin and vitamin C help joints? Yes. So if you take vitamin C for your joints, but you don't take gelatin, you're probably not going to get the benefit that you're hoping for. So you would take the gelatin and vitamin C. What's gelatin? Pig ears. the years. So Barbara says, I cook my tendons for 7 hours. Then the water is collagen. Yeah. The tendons, I make my version of the soup. Of faux soup. Now, so for the tendons, that's a good question. You eat the soup and the tendons together. But yes, you can split them. You can say, okay, I'm going to drink the liquid Monday and eat the tendons Tuesday. That's fine. But you don't want to throw away either one of it, is what I'm saying. How good are chitlins to eat? Now, there's something I've been looking into. How good are chitlins, really? So chitlins contain certain types of fat that are not helpful, but chitlins are amazing nutrition for your brain. So chitlins have an incredible nutritional profile for helping the brain. Light therapy, my gym says it helps with removing wrinkles. Yeah, that helps. That might help 1%. But you're looking at a face here that has never had light therapy. I might walk in the sunshine. Actually, I spend a lot of time in the sun. So. I've never made blackjack molasses. The only way to make blackjack molasses is to get cane juice and then separate out the molasses from the sugar. All right, we have a question from Joey in New York. Hi, Joey.
First of all, I like to say I appreciate you so much. I have a hard head, and I didn't listen to you initially. You said don't start with the turpentine until after you read the 32-page Candida treatment. I didn't listen. You said wait till you get up to 3 bowel movements a day. I didn't listen. I went on and I started with the turpentine, and oh my God, I had never started it. It seemed like they traveled up to my shoulder. I could never raise my hand above my head for about a month and a half and hold it there. I couldn't even put it above my head at all initially, and I slowly had to work it out. But I went and read the Candida treatment and, you know, the paper, and then started doing it the correct way. Now my problem, the thing I want to do is do it topically, because I've been doing it internally. I want to do it topically.
When you read the report and you followed instructions, what happened?
Oh, then when I start following instructions like I should have initially, it slowly began to lessen the condition that I had where I'd messed things up. And it took a while, though. No, I can put my arms in hold. I can lift weights above my head now. You know,
good.
It totally rectified everything. But I'm encouraging people, listen to exactly what you say. Don't take shortcuts.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, I still feel, and I even had my wife put a hand on my back, my shoulder blades. And she said, what is that? They're running around in my shoulder blades area and in my shoulder. That you can feel them. And so I want to apply it topically. Can I start at the base of my neck the back of my head or down to my neck?
See, here's the problem. You can start at the base of your neck, but they're going to run in both directions, right, up and down. So now I got them in your brain. You with me? We don't want that.
So they're in my brain already? Are they in my brain already, probably?
Of course they are, but that's not the problem. The problem is the ones in your brain are not bothering you now. You don't want the ones in your back to run up to your brain. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want – that's not the place to apply it. I would not go that close to the brain. So what I would do is maybe do a liver flush, or if you want to put turpentine topically, put it over your liver, which means it'll help your liver suck more parasites out of your body. Personally, though, I wouldn't do it topically. I would lean towards a liver flush because you just don't want – you know this terrible feeling you have in your back is driving you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that in your brain. That's going to really drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to give these guys a bigger exit.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend like doing a liver flush or taking a closer look at your diet to see what you could do to improve your diet. Maybe start doing some juicing, and because these guys, they don't like juice. And everything
they don't like juice. You said
no. They don't like beet juice, celery juice. They don't like that stuff, and they will leave. Mm. So if you think of your body as you have this hole where stuff leaves and falls into the toilet, got that? All right, and then you have basically what amounts to a train car with a bunch of trains that go all the way back up through your intestines, through your liver, into your blood, to your back. Nothing leaves your back until something leaves your butt. That's basically the way it works. So you should notice that every time you poop, that activity in your back is less.
Mm-hmm.
So watch that. Mm-hmm. And just you need to increase your poop and increase your output. So I would recommend either diluted beet juice would be good, or diluted celery juice, about a pint to a quart a day, and that'll help pull these things out. So you want to be gentle. You don't want to be like harsh or militaristic, right? We want you to get better. We don't want you to get this big setback where they all run to your brain, and then you got to take my advice, right, and then do it right.
So just,
yeah.
I've learned my lesson. I submit. Okay. I didn't quite hear what you said about the leaves. You said something about leaves as an example?
No, leaves, as in leaves your body.
Oh, leaves your body. I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Until something leaves your body, nothing's going to leave your back. So your real work is in the intestines and liver area to help the parasites leave faster.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And the liver area, you say don't apply it topically anywhere.
I wouldn't even do that. I would leave that alone. Because the thing is, we know that your body's got a situation here. Things are not moving smoothly. And whenever you put turpentine on a topical spot, the parasites leave that spot. And round and round and round they go. And where they stop, nobody knows. And so we already know that your parasites have stopped in some places that you're not happy with. So we don't want to create that again. What we want to do is we know, pull stuff out the bottom and put it in the toilet, more stuff leaves the back. So just keep being patient with yourself and your body and pull stuff out the bottom end.
Okay. All right. And did I hear you correctly when you said drink water before and during your meal? Drink water?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. You heard that correctly.
Okay, I've always heard never drink while you're eating. That's not correct, then.
Not at all. Not if you want to heal. So,
people
often hear things from me and say, "Oh my God, I never heard that before." I'm like, well, that's why you listen to me. That's the way that one works. All right, does black fat molasses expire? No, it does not. Does cooking with a pressure cooker lessen the cooking time? Yes, it does. I love it. So a pressure cooker will take 10 hours and bring it down to 2. Plus, if you have an automatic pressure cooker like the Instapot, the amount of attention you give the pot is down to 10 minutes. How can I help an alcoholic? Well, I don't know. Does he want to be helped? Do you live with him? What's the story? So do you control what he eats? If you control what he eats, then you can feed him more nutritious food and his desire for alcohol will decline. You eat fresh aloe. Actually, I don't. I cook it first. I boil it. That's a good question. Is molasses and shilajit both used for trace minerals? Yes, but. So molasses also has B vitamins and potassium and magnesium and a lot of non-trace minerals in it. Shilajit only has trace minerals. I would not recommend removing surgical metal from your body if it's not bothering you. Does undergoing a C-section cause hair to fall out? Not necessarily. No. Sarah says, thank you for all you do, Doc. We love you so much. Thank you, Sarah. I need encouragement. Ambre, you're not understanding. Is there a way to neutralize the extra sugar and molasses? Ambre, you don't need to. The extra sugar and molasses is neutralized by the molasses. That's why you need less than 50 calories per tablespoon. If you go 50 calories or over, is there a way of neutralizing that sugar? The answer is no. All right, we are going to commercial, and we will be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We're doing question and answer. We only have 5 minutes left. We're going to give a little love to our chat room. Chat room says, Dr. Daniels, gelatin with vitamin C. Where do I get the gelatin? Boil up those tendons and eat those pig ears. What brand should I get? No, you're on the wrong track already. Don't do it. Okay. No, beef tenderloins are not the same as beef tendons. No, you can't be more specific than tendons. T-E-N-D-O-N-S, tendons. So you're talking to the wrong people. You have to keep looking for your beef tendons. What can be done to clear food blocked in just below the chest? Put in some Roto-Rooter there, some celery juice, about, I would say, a quart. Just drink it down. You'll feel it moving. Good source of vitamin A, the best, is liver. Cannot beat it. Again, what's good for eyesight? It depends on what the situation is. It sounds like you're getting into a lot of trouble here. What causes bunions? Shoes. What would you recommend to solve it? Go shoeless. I'm not kidding. That's what I did, and my bunions are just about gone. In my toilet, a black ring of fungus forms in the toilet bowl around the upper ring where the water comes into the bowl. It's indicative of a condition that I have. I don't know. I don't think so. I think you should just flush the toilet more often. The only condition would be constipation. So flush the toilet more often and spray with vinegar. Oh, girlfriend's having abdominal pain, stomach is swollen, diarrhea, nausea. She went to the hospital, they gave her a bunch of dye, which poisoned her even more. They didn't see anything other than a cyst in her right ovary. Oh, the cyst in her right ovary is not causing her problem. Yeah, so your sister needs a discovery session. We've got to sort out what her diet situation is here, and she's got to fix that. So she's actually doing something that's causing her problem, and we don't know what it is. Question. My doctor, my turpentine turned dark like a light maple syrup color. Is that good or bad? That's irrelevant, actually. But the real relevant is did something get into your turpentine? So it is normal for turpentine to be a straw color, but... I don't know if that's a light maple syrup color that you're talking about, but straw color is normal. What is the best and fastest way to get rid of the painful UTI? Drink a lot of water. Oh, we are out of time. We will see you again next week. And as always, think happens.
I saw you there. Just standing there, I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.